And to kind of give a nod to my colleagues here, this represents a partnership between the University of Minnesota Duluth and St. Luke's Hospital and the Institute for Sustainable Futures based in Duluth, Minnesota. We are funded by the Healthy Foods, Healthy Lives Institute at the University of Minnesota in conducting this work. And so I just click. It's not working. The red. I will just do that. And I have no relationships to disclose in this talk. In recent decades, the U.S. food system has undergone a dramatic transformation characterized by increased processed food, a lower cost of food related to a person's income, increased availability, and these things have come at a cost to both human health and the environment. Consequently, there seems to be this emerging consensus among leaders in agriculture, economics, business, policy, and health that a systems-based approach is needed to address these issues in our food system. Hopefully, addressing those issues will make the food system more healthy, sustainable, and affordable. There's been a call to action by the nursing and medical communities that promote policies and practices to model a healthy and sustainable food system within hospitals and other healthcare facilities. The ongoing reform of the U.S. healthcare policy system provides an opportunity for both policymakers to promote and for the healthcare community to adopt practices and primary prevention strategies that shift our food system to a more resilient and sustainable model. Healthcare systems and the individual hospitals that make up those systems are in the unique position of being able to provide leadership in this area. To be able to do this allows them to be more consistent with their mission of providing healthcare and in helping people to lead healthier lives. Second, doctors have an interest in the health of the communities and helping make sure their patients and communities are healthier. And third, hospitals have purchasing power when it comes to purchasing food. They have a lot of leverage in that area. Some statistics indicate that in 2004, the top healthcare group purchasing organizations bought approximately $2.75 billion worth of food. So that's tremendous market power right there. Notably, a number of hospitals have begun working with local farmers to purchase food grown without pesticides and added hormones. They've begun offering more healthful food, so food that is more nutritious, sustainably produced, and sometimes locally grown. They've also been working to minimize waste and increase composting on site. The Healthcare Without Harm organization offers a pledge that hospitals can sign, committing themselves to taking these steps to make a more sustainable food system. To date, over 300 hospitals have signed this pledge, and St. Luke's Hospital in Duluth, Minnesota was one of the first signers of this pledge. While there's lots of information out there on how hospitals can be more sustainable and increase the number of healthful offerings, it's harder for hospitals to actually implement those strategies. The issue of how to go from what's the best practice to implementing it in their current conditions can be difficult. They often need to gain support from their consumers and their administrators in doing this. Prioritizing different best practices can become an issue, and same with evaluating those. So hospitals therefore need models where they can see themselves and see how transitioning to a more sustainable food system may unfold in their own organizations. So our goal was to obtain in-depth qualitative information on these processes associated with healthy and sustainably produced food selection, purchase, and pricing within a hospital system, and gain further insight into how the hospital culture facilitates or hinders this process in the northeastern Minnesota region. And hopefully this would provide lessons learned for other hospitals going through the same sort of process of transitioning to a more healthy and sustainable food system. So to give you a little bit more information about where I'm working, St. Luke's Hospital is a 267-bed regional trauma center. It's located in Duluth, Minnesota, and it constitutes a hospital in four clinic buildings in the span of about four city blocks. We serve a 17-county region in three states. Thank you so much. about 2,200 employees. And you can see the data there in admissions, outpatient, and clinic visits. In the last 5 years or so, these are the changes that they've been working on. And in the last 18 months, they've really started this rooftop garden, eliminating all fried foods on the campus, eliminating MSG, getting rid of bottled water, and eliminating, they're still in the process of, so they've almost eliminated all trans fats from their recipes. And so they're really kind of ramping up their increase in sustainably produced and more healthful food over the last 18 months or so. This slide tells you a little bit more about our methods, but what we did was we interviewed persons who were involved in all aspects of food production, purchase, and even distribution in the cafeteria and down the patient side as well. We also interviewed administrators and other people who kind of helped to set the culture at the hospital. And that gives you some more information about the interview length and our processes in terms of, you know, who took notes and recording all the interviews. We ended up interviewing 25 persons in either individual or group interviews. And you can see some of the job categories there. We interviewed the CEO, several vice presidents, representatives from hospitality services, dietetics, marketing, quality improvement, food service, a local community person who is an expert in sustainable food systems, and we also interviewed the group purchasing organization. A lot of hospital food is purchased through the group purchasing organization, which offers incentives for buying food in bulk through certain distributors and from certain companies as well. So there's a tremendous financial incentive to purchase through these group purchasing organizations, and so we also interviewed a representative from that GPO. At the hospital, at St. Luke's Hospital, food service kind of falls under the category of hospitality services. That division of the hospital runs the cafeteria program, of which 70% of the consumers are hospital employees. Patient food service is provided through dietetics, and the two collaborate some on patient menus and are beginning to collaborate more on the cafeteria side to produce menus and food options that are more healthy. And that tends to be the case in some hospitals where dietitians are really separate from food service, and really the food service persons are business persons and don't necessarily have that background in health. So we looked for themes related to the process of increasing the offering of sustainably produced and healthy food items, how pricing factors in. We looked at things that facilitated change and that posed challenges to change at the individual, institutional, and policy levels. We found that the change process involved doing change incrementally and taking advantage of opportunities that presented themselves in the environment. The food service staff was really aware of all those things that could be done to make a hospital food system more healthy, but it was a matter of seizing on the moment when that moment either presented itself or when they helped to create that moment. So some things were done really purposefully, such as the elimination of MSG and trans fats, where they systematically went through all recipes and looked at switching things to make it healthier. But in some cases, it was totally fortuitous. With the elimination of bottled water, a shipment was forgotten, and they had a chance to see that, you know what, staff didn't really react badly, and so they decided, you know what, we're not going to order any more bottled water. You know, tremendous result in terms of reducing the number of plastics coming in, but one of those things that was just a seize-the-moment type thing, and it happened. Thanks. They tend to prioritize local foods, so foods grown locally to minimize the impact on the environment that way. But all this involves staying on top of incoming food and balancing what comes in through the distribution company and then what comes in locally and balancing out the time of persons involved in preparation and handling both. Pricing, there was a need to remain budget neutral with some exceptions. But oftentimes what they were doing was money saving. So in terms of reducing some of the paper and to-go cartons that were at the hospital, that turned out to be a cost-saving measure, which then they could channel that money into other priorities, such as buying locally. It really helped that the hospital, so the culture was open to new ideas at both the individual level of the people in charge as well as the hospital level. Decentralized decision-making really helped. Food service personnel didn't need to go up through the chain of command for every sort of decision. Furthermore, there was good teamwork, communication, and this idea of shared responsibility that these things were going to happen in the food system. Also on the policy level, Duluth has some policies related to what can go into the water, and so and then there are also incentives for composting through the persons who run our garbage system. So that really helped facilitate composting and minimizing food waste. And the GPO indicated that they were receiving some pressure from consumers to source the food, so make known where a particular food came from. Nevertheless, there are a number of challenges, but I think all of these can kind of fall under that umbrella of resources. Having financial resources to implement greater change was an issue, as well as having that commitment at the top level to making some of the changes. There was commitment, but then there needed to be some money behind that commitment. All of these played out with a challenge to food acquisition, managing the need to chop vegetables from the farmer's market as opposed to getting them already chopped from a distributor. So all these kind of had repercussions in terms of time and therefore finances because the hospital is paying for those persons' time. So in conclusion, the hospital is open to new ideas, and there was lots of ideas out there, but they really need to work on institutionalizing the processes at that top level to go to the next level and reallocate some resources to get this done. Some of the lessons we learned was that hospitals need to understand their own culture and administrative stance in undertaking a project to do something on this order. It really helped to partner with the agriculture community and to be flexible in the flow of managing food. And those things really kind of helped them in terms of finding good partners that were producing local food and working with them to get that food to the hospital at a volume that the hospital could deal with. And I think that was one of the hard things for the agricultural community in Duluth to realize was that they can use all that they can grow. And so that was a challenge that presented itself too. And so it looks like I have to wrap up right now, but are there any questions? Yeah.
How is local defined?
Typically local is defined, if you look kind of out in the literature, 150 miles or so. In Duluth, sometimes we stay about a 300 mile radius just because our growing season is much, much shorter. We're about 150 miles south of Canada, so that is a challenge. And so what part of the incorporation of local for us means looking at meats and fishes and incorporating those more so than the traditional, like fruits and vegetables for local. Yeah.
Is somebody in the hospital particularly interested in doing this to start with so that
Yeah, and that's one of the things when I talk about institutionalizing it, it needs to go beyond the people that are currently in power right now. And so we found that we do have very dedicated people working to make this happen, but not all hospitals have that. And so then to institutionalize that so there are policies so that it goes beyond the people who are working there now. Yeah. Yes, and that is one of the things that St. Luke's Hospital has been working on. It was eye-opening. In one of my interviews, the respondent said, and here I went to this gathering of farmers, and I said, they were telling me about what lettuce they had, I think it was. And she said, but I can use all of that, and I can use all of that within the next 2 days. One of the people there has worked really hard with the farmers to, one, organize them so that she only has to go through one farmer for purchasing food. The hospital requires a lot of paperwork in dealing with vendors, and so to have every individual farmer fill out the paperwork, that's a learning curve for them, and then it's a lot of paperwork. And so she's trying to get to the farmers together, kind of to have one point of sale for her, but then also to get them to pool their food so it can be more of a bulk purchase. But yeah, that's definitely an issue. Yeah.
When did you roll this out? Consumption patterns?
We are looking at that. We did these interviews about a year ago. They finished wrapping up. We finished about a year ago. And with qualitative data, it takes a long time to analyze. We did track sales of food, but along at the same time we were doing this study, we did price manipulations, so we were allowed to manipulate prices on food and manipulate labeling. I'm giving a talk on that Wednesday here, but we manipulated those things and then tracked consumption and did have some very interesting results. But we are working on tracking what things get purchased and then evaluating it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay.